taking a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the slowest guys in sports.
When they put their heads together, nothing happens.
Wait a second. That was a shot, wasn't it?
Like I said, the slowest guys in sports on Sports Byline and Sirius Satellite Radio. I'm in the mood.
All right. Spano Black Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano, Sandy Roberto out on the West Coast, along with Jerry and you. The phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. It's a toll-free telephone number of the attack. Sports Byline USA, Sirius Satellite Radio. They're taking us along for the ride each and every day, and we love being a part of that. You know, it's all about the affiliates because we love the affiliates. They take good care of us. We take good care of them. A lot of them we've been associated with for a long, 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 long time. And we love to give them the love right back that they give to us. But it's all about radio on the go. It's all about mobile platforms. It's all about the various different devices that you can use to get the Spano and Black Attack. And whether you're on an Apple Watch, whether you're on any kind of mobile platform at all, your laptop, whether you're on anything. I'm talking anything. You're going to the office. You're going to work. You're going to the playground. You're watching your kid. You're on the go. It's radio on the go. You can grab us. You go to the award-winning website, click on the Listen Live button. Hell, there we are. You go to Stitcher. There we are. You go to TuneIn Radio. Yeah, we're there too. And, of course, iHeartRadio as well. Everything you can grab live, you can grab archives. You got a particular interview that you want to grab. Yeah, you can do that too. I swear to you, you can. And the most important thing, at least the most important thing for us, is the American Forces Radio Network. Our guys and gals are overseas. We talk about the fact that we give them a little taste of home as we go forward, and we're very happy and very proud to do that. That's a relationship that was started by the Jefe. We continue it each and every day, and we know that you're out there listening to us, and we appreciate your service. We're going to step aside here when we come back. We will set the table for you on this sports purvey, known as the Spano and Black Attack. I'm Bob Black. He's Joe Spano. We'll be right back.
Your life demands the best in hardwood floors. At Lumber Liquidators, you'll get the best quality and the best styles for less. This week, more than 30 varieties of our best-selling pre-finished hardwood are $1 off a square foot, like Golden Teak, Tobacco Road Acacia, even beautiful Bellawood, with one of the most durable finishes in the world. And get Distressed Oak $2 off, plus more deals from 59 cents and special financing. Get the best for less at Lumber Liquidators. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you today.
This is Glenn Hagee, America's Master Handyman, with your latest concrete construction tip from SACCRETE. When water seeps into small cracks of concrete during the winter months, it freezes and expands, causing the cracks to get larger. With the weather getting warmer, you might find yourself facing worn or damaged concrete due to this freeze-thaw cycle. It's vital to fill cracks before water causes further damage. SACCRETE offers a complete line of easy-to-use products for filling cracks, patch and repair, and resurfacing. And now here's a message from SACCRETE.
Whether you're building a block wall, laying a slab, or putting up a basketball goal, concrete's going to be part of the mix. And with SACCRETE, you've got a great assist. For 80 years, SACCRETE's been the top choice of both pros and DIYers for concrete and concrete-related products, offering higher quality, lower maintenance, and rock-solid durability. Your goal is to get the job done right, and your best shot is with SACCRETE. Find SACCRETE products at your local hardware dealer or visit SACCRETE.com to learn more.
Pedro Fernandez here. You might know me as the host of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, but this time I'm here to talk about that four-letter word everybody dreads, pain. If you have back pain or knee pain like I do, hey, you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. I'm talking about if Medicare is your primary medical insurance, and guess what? You can qualify for a back or knee brace or a shoulder brace for little or no charge. Anything to help me with the pain, hey, makes it more manageable, gets my attention, folks. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for your back, ankle, knee, or shoulder, guess what? Give the Health Alert Hotline a call, toll-free, 1-800-428-1570, 1-800-428-1570. You can qualify for a back or knee brace or a shoulder brace for little or no charge, 1-800-428-1570, the Health Alert Hotline.
With OnStar, you don't need to drive the newest model car to have the latest in connectivity. If you're not connected, now get select OnStar services free for 3 years with no strings attached. You'll get a mobile app that lets you start your car or unlock your doors from your phone and monthly diagnostic email reports. Just push the blue OnStar button and ask for 3 years of free mobile app and diagnostic services. Emergency and security services are not included. Eligible on select 2011 and newer vehicles. Visit OnStar.com for details, coverage map, and system limitations.
You're taking a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the slowest guys in sports.
When they put their heads together, nothing happens.
Wait a second. That was a shot, wasn't it?
Like I said, the slowest guys in sports on Sports Byline and Sirius Satellite Radio.
All right, you're back with the attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano. Phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. If Twitter is more your thing, at Span56, at BobBlack71, and of course, at Sports Byline USA. So let's get this show on the road, and we got a terrific sports buffet to be devoured.
We sure do, Bob. Big show on tap. Focus most of the way through is going to be the NBA, as the NBA playoffs continue to roll along. We had two big games on the slate last night. We'll recap both of those. We'll get into all the storylines, our takeaways. We will preview tonight's action as well. Then as we roll into hour number two, be a little bit more of a mixed bag. Once we get clear of the NBA, we'll dive into some interesting NFL stories. And then to kind of take us home at 40 after hour number two, 9:40 a.m. Eastern time, John Glennon from the Tennessean will join us, and we'll get his take. He's the beat reporter for the Tennessee Titans, and we'll get his take on what the Titans did in a very busy 2016 NFL draft for them. They made some interesting decisions. I liked a lot of what they did, as you did. I have some questions about some of the things they did as well, and we'll get John's take on it, and perhaps he can give us some insight into the company line on the choices they made out in Tennessee. And that's at 40 after hour number two, 9:40 a.m. Eastern time.
No question about it, but it was a big hoop night in the NBA. And, you know, the cream is rising to the top, as it were. And there were two really terrific basketball games last night, Joe. And up in Toronto, it certainly lived up to the billing. And Dwayne Wade, as we had talked about, if he's in vintage form, which he was yesterday, it's going to be very hard for any team to beat Miami. And he showed up showing you the old Dwayne Wade as opposed to Dwayne Wade being old.
You're exactly right. One of the big things you said in previewing the Heat's 102-96 victory over the Raptors in overtime in game one of that best-of-seven Eastern Conference semifinal matchup was Dwayne Wade would need to be vintage Dwayne Wade, and that's exactly what they got from him last night. 24 points, 10 for 21 from the field, 6 boards, 4 assists, 3 steals, and most notably, huge at crunch time on both ends of the floor. Not only the offensive end, but his defense down the stretch in regulation, and even more so in overtime, was really the difference in this game. That huge steal in the final seconds of overtime to seal this one, that was huge. That's the one that locked it up for the Miami Heat as Toronto had the ball in the waning seconds with a chance to tie the game and force double overtime. And Wade chipped in a pretty major way on the offensive end in overtime as well. 7 of his 24 points in overtime. So as you had alluded to yesterday, Dwayne Wade needed to be his vintage self. He needed to be young Dwayne Wade for one night, and he sure was that and a whole lot more.
No question about it, but, you know, it's fun, Joe, because, look, that's the mighty oak I walked out on. For all the guys who were on this team, and as Miami is making the transition away from the big three into younger players and everything else, the one constant on this team, especially when you bring into play Chris Bosh's injuries, has been Dwayne Wade. And Dwayne Wade, although he is older now, still is a star in this league. And when healthy, is still one of the better players in this league. So his leadership, as well as his physical ability, translates into Miami wins. And everybody around him picked up their games as well, but it all focused on Dwayne Wade. And as you said, I thought you made a great point. It wasn't just on the offensive aspect of it. It was the defensive aspect of it as well. He played both ends of the court.
And also you could see who the leader of this team was. You saw him in the huddle in overtime and pointing to his head and everything else and really leading the huddle, almost leaving it at one point where Eric Spoelstra didn't need to speak. It was Dwayne Wade's huddle. So he was the unqualified leader of this team, not only on the basketball court, on the floor, but even in timeouts. And his effort was tremendous and pivotal to this Game 1 victory for the Miami Heat. And as we often say, the series doesn't begin until the home team loses a game. Well, the Heat sees home court advantage. The home team lost Game 1 once again as the Raptors lose their seventh straight Game 1 and their fifth straight at home, going all the way back to 2001. So, you know, history not exactly on the side of the Raptors here. As history has shown in the history of the NBA playoffs, Game 1 road winners, 25 up and 10 down in the series. So there are an awful lot of things now pointed to a Heat victory in this series. I don't want to write off the Raptors yet, because this isn't the first time they've been down this road. Just one series ago against Indiana, they were down this exact same road. But I'm not buoyed by their chances. The level of competition has stepped up, and their continued struggles at home in the playoffs and their continued struggles with consistency, as the quality of the opposition gets better, I don't think it bodes well for continued postseason success.
Well, you know, Joe, it was a miracle they got to overtime. You know, and the fact that they weren't able to pull it out in overtime, it says a lot. You make a great point as far as the opening game losses for Toronto, and it points directly at Kyle Lowry. I mean, at this point in time, everybody else around him picked up their game for this Game 1 confrontation. He didn't. And when you talk about the level of competition, as we've been doing, you know, we get these 1-8 upsets every once in a while. We get upsets every once in a while within the NBA. NBA, you can almost count on chalk right now, because the quality of the teams going forward are so good, it's difficult to anticipate any levels of upset. And so when you're up against a Miami Heat team, if you're Toronto, everybody's got to have the A game. And if you don't, you're going to lose. They're at a distinct disadvantage right now.
Well, you know, the guys they've been concerned about all postseason long, because the numbers show they don't excel in the postseason, have been DeMar DeRozan and Kyle Lowry. Well, DeRozan was big last night. He wasn't great, but he was good. 9-for-22 overall from the field for 22 points, along with 6 rebounds and 4 assists. Missed a couple of free throws late that could have swung this game in the other direction, but I'm not willing to put this on him. As you said, Jonas Valanciunas, again, great, 24-14. He was terrific in this one. You know, Terrence Ross, huge off the bench. Corey Joseph, always solid. And then you come to Kyle Lowry. Just 7 points, 4 rebounds, 6 assists, 3 turnovers, 3-for-13 from the field, 1-for-7 from deep. And the only 3-pointer in the game was the heave from at half court that forced overtime. He was such a non-factor in this game in a positive way for the Toronto Raptors. And history's going to go and show him as one of the worst playoff performers in NBA history. And if the Toronto Raptors don't advance, that is one of many things they can point to going forward as a reason for their failure. On the other side, we'll illustrate the failures of Kyle Lowry, talk more about Raptors and Heat, and then roll into Warriors and Trailblazers. That's all next here on the Span on Black Attack, along with your calls at 800-878-PLAY, your tweets at Span56 or at BobBlack71. You be sure to keep it where it is.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like they did for these Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days. Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE, 855-254-SITE. 855-254-7483 or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Did you go to law school?
No. Clown school.
Only appropriate on this edition of The Attack. Welcome back. Bob Black, Joe Spano, Jerry out on the West Coast, still awake, making sure it gets done. Boy, do we owe you a couple of cocktails. 1-800-878-PLAY is the phone number. 1-800-878-7529. That's Spam 56 at Bob Black 71, and of course, that Sports Byline, USA, Toronto, and the Heat, and we're talking about it, and Jerry sent me a little text message, Joe, that don't forget Lowry hit the half-court shot. Well, yeah, well, that's one. And we are pointing fingers here, and right now they're pointing at Kyle Lowry.
Hey, Bob, history has shown, I saw a stat yesterday, for players in the history of the NBA playoffs with over 250 field goal attempts in the playoffs, he's the single worst player statistically as far as field goal percentage and everything else. 34% from the field in his career in the playoffs, 26% from three. Worst in NBA history
for guys with over 250 field goal attempts in the postseason. And guess who was second, by the way?
Who?
DeMar DeRozan.
Okay. Well, he explains a lot.
Yeah, he stepped up yesterday, but ultimately, you know, in an industry, in doing what we do where it's our job to point fingers, the finger gets pointed firmly at Kyle Lowry because, again, he underwhelms. He's underwhelmed his entire playoff career. I'm not going to look too far back in the rearview mirror. Let's stay with the 2016 playoff runs. He was underwhelming for the most part that entire series against Indiana. He shot it terribly, and I think that was a given. There were some of those seven games where he did other things. There were a bunch of those seven games where he didn't do anything that was valuable for the Toronto Raptors. And in game one, as you said, a lot of his teammates stepped up. Valanciunas was terrific. 24-14. DeMar DeRozan, again, he did come up big in this one. Was he brilliant? No, but he was good enough. 22-6-4. Damare Carroll, solid. You know, you're going to get limited contributions from him just because he's working his way back into form in the postseason. 10 points, 4 rebounds. You know, you go to the bench. Terrence Ross gives you his career playoff high of 19. Corey Joseph is always solid coming off the bench. So everybody else played well except for Kyle Lowry. Now, you know, when you look at this game, again, this is a Raptors team that'll just drive you nuts. You know, it was a game that was close throughout. You know, this was a back-and-forth game for the better part of three quarters. Late in the third quarter into the first half of the fourth quarter, Toronto at the most important of times inexplicably goes ice cold. And Miami finds themselves up 10 with 6.5 minutes left. They also find themselves up 6 with just 19 seconds left. Where I'll give Toronto some credit is some grittiness down the stretch in this game. And they found a way to dig back. They get the miracle half-court heave from Kyle Lowry, and they force overtime. Then they promptly come out in overtime after having seized all the momentum. You figure, okay, they're in their building. They seize all the momentum. They're going to run away and hide in overtime. They proceed for most of the overtime to put up a goose egg. They let Miami jump back out to the big lead, and they spend the back minutes of overtime trying to reel Miami in, and it ends up being too little too late with the Dwayne Wade steal in the waning seconds, icing it in overtime.
Yeah, well, they ran away and hit all right, but in the bad way. You know, you make great points all the way across there, but, you know, it still points back to everybody's got to be on the page on this level of competition. And, like I said, the fact they even got to overtime was a miracle in itself. But then it was like they exhaled, and it's like, oh, okay, we're going to take this. And Miami's not that kind of team. You're not going to be able to take them out of that kind of competition as easily as evidently Toronto anticipated it was going to be. Or maybe, as we're fond of saying, when you have to work so hard to get back and put yourself into that position, you have nothing left in the tank. And it seemed like they didn't have anything left in the tank. They tried to crawl back in. No.
You know, I won't buy that one. I won't buy there was nothing left in the tank, because after getting down big again in overtime, they crawl and they battle and they scrape. And it takes a Dwayne Wade steal with under 4 seconds left to ice the game. There's just something about them, you know, and they've been like this all postseason long. They deal with inconsistency from game to game, quarter to quarter, minute to minute. They don't maximize a lot of their opportunities, and oftentimes the collar just seems to tighten around them at home in big spots.
It
almost got the better of them in the Indiana series. They now go down 1-0 and lose home court advantage in this series. I'm not saying they go out easy, but boy, the Miami Heat are a heck of a lot better than the Indiana Pacers. And history is pointed firmly towards a Miami Heat victory. And I gave you some numbers that support that. You know, this Raptors group is frustrating. You know, as I said, for most of the way, this was a close game.
Yeah.
To go cold late like that and put yourself in a position where you have to climb and scrape to get back, then you do manage to get back. You get the miracle heave that forces overtime. You figure, boy, all the momentum's in your court. Let's go. Take this one at home. And what do? You kind of fold up like a cheap suit. They so often seem to succumb to pressure. And then only after things are almost hopelessly out of reach do they scrape back in. Sometimes they get away with it, but more often than not in the postseason situations, they end up coming up just a little bit short.
No question about it. And I want to ask you this, because what I'm seeing out of this Toronto team, and you look at guys like DeRozan, who's still a very young player, Kyle Lowry, who's been around a while and should be assuming that mantle of leadership, but does not shoot well in big spots. Does it come into play that the true leader on this basketball team is Damari Carroll? And one of the issues with this is the fact that here's a guy that's playing, gritting his way through, probably shouldn't even be on the court, but is dealing with major limitations at this point. You know, you can only say so much, you have to do. And physically, he can't do it right now. And Kyle Lowry, who should be leading this team, isn't doing and isn't picking up this basketball team. Maybe this team looks to Damari Carroll for the majority of their leadership and not Kyle Lowry. And when he has to pick up and lead, he's just not capable of doing it.
I don't see it that way at all, because I don't know where the premise that Damari Carroll's the leader of this basketball team came from. He's the new arrival in free agency. He's far from a superstar. You know, healthy, he's the fourth or fifth best player on this team. Kyle Lowry, DeMar DeRozan, they are and should be the team leaders. I understand, you know, Lowry's a veteran. He's had more years in this league than Damari Carroll. So I don't see any way where Damari Carroll is the leader of this team, and making that supposition just seems way off base. This team needs to be led by Kyle Lowry. It needs to be led by DeMar DeRozan. And if you want to find a veteran to lead this team, he's the quality point guard off of your bench who gives you major minutes and is a veteran who's won NBA championships, and that's Corey Joseph. I don't know where Damari Carroll comes up as a team leader here. He's just not that guy.
Well, here's why I say it, though, because Lowry has consistently failed to do it. And you have a guy.
Why did you pick Damari Carroll? I don't know where this comes from.
Because when they brought him in the offseason and he comes in, he was the guy that was going to put them over the top. He was going to be the offense and defense guy that steadies the ship with this Toronto Raptor team. And with him not being at 100% on the court yet again, the supposed leaders of this team don't step up and lead. So maybe, and again, I don't know the inner workings of the locker room, but that's why I threw the question out there. Maybe during the course of the season, he's taken over a leadership mantle with this basketball team. And the fact that he can't get it up to speed as far as playing at his A game ends up hurting, and they have nobody to turn to because they know Kyle Lowry won't get it done.
Well,
I'm just guessing, but they did bring him in.
It hurts in that he's one of the key pieces, and he was brought in to add something to this roster and perhaps push this roster over the top. But he wasn't brought in here to be a number one or number two type option. He wasn't brought in here to be a team leader. So to answer your question, no. I mean, do they lose a lot by not having Damari Carroll be at his best? Absolutely. You lose your best perimeter defender. You lose a quality scorer. You lose a lot from your rotation. But what you're not losing necessarily here is the team leader or a team leader. Those guys are Kyle Lowry. Those guys are DeMar DeRozan, your two all-stars. Those guys are a Corey Joseph, who was a contributor to an NBA championship team in San Antonio. Those are your leaders. Damari Carroll pushing this team over the top, it's what he can do for you on the court on both ends of the floor. It's not the leadership role. He's just not that guy from where he is in the pecking order on this team. So I don't see where your question holds any water. And to answer it, I don't really think that injury from a leadership standpoint is a factor. If you want to make the case him not being at 100% and being able to give you the actual full contributions that you need from him on the court being a factor, that I could see.
Yeah, I'm
the rest of the argument kind of flawed to me.
I'm just struggling to find answers.
Well, I think we found them for you. We'll tie up We'll tie a bow around the Toronto Raptors Miami Heat discussion on the other side and then roll into Golden State and Portland. That's next here on the Spano and Black Attack. I'm Joe Spano. He's Bob Black. You can chime in at 800-878-PLAY, but be sure to keep it where it is.
Any Tom, Dick, or Harry can tell you that GEICO could save you money on car insurance. But since money talks, why not go straight to the source?
Hey, Harry's Money here. And the day Harry went to GEICO.com and switched his car insurance was the day I got to hang around. Finally, boys bonding, bada bing, bada boom. No wonder GEICO has 97% customer satisfaction. Personally, I give him 100, but that's just my 2 cents. That was funny.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
You know that non-bank private equity business loans are not for every business. However, billions of dollars have already funded across this greatest nation on God's green earth. This is Michael Medved for BusinessLoansNow.com, where they focus mostly on monthly cash flow and not personal credit. If your business could use funding in less than 48 hours, I encourage you to visit BusinessLoansNow.com to find out how much your business could qualify to get.
Helping your business is what we do. BusinessLoansNow.com.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warren Tech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
You're listening to Sports Talk at its best. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
My advice to you, start drinking heavily.
Some already have, some are about to. Oh, that's going to be fun out there when the door opens. Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano. Jerry's out on the West Coast making sure it stays on the air, and we're having a fun show here talking hoops, talking basketball, talking Toronto and Miami. Any last thoughts on it, my friend?
Not really. I mean, you know, when you look at it again, we talked an awful lot to kind of tie a nice little bow around this. Dwayne Wade was great. Goran Dragic was great. You know, in a battle of point guards, Dragic dominates Kyle Lowry. Kyle Lowry again comes up small in the postseason, and he does it at a historic level. He is one of the worst postseason players in NBA history, and the numbers show that. And I guess to be kind, this Raptors team is just maddening. They actually had enough go right last night with some of their key contributors in their building. They were in a position to win this game. They scrapped, they battled, but they go on these maddening slumps and runs of ineffective scoring and not being able to put the pea in the ocean, as it were, and they find themselves down again 1-0 in a game where they in a series where they started out having home court advantage and now do not. And boy, if you thought the collar was tight going in with 20,000 in the building and 20,000 more outside the building, wait till Thursday night, game 2, 8 Eastern on ESPN. This collar is going to be so tight. And if they don't get off to a good start in game 2 and come out and storm the castle early, they could be in huge trouble in Toronto. They could find themselves, as they approach 11 p.m. Eastern time, down 2-0 and on their way to a quick ouster. It is a must-win game 2 for the Toronto Raptors and a must-get-off-to-good-start game 2 for the Toronto Raptors.
Yeah, no question about it. One thing I want to look at come Thursday is the response of Miami with their legs. All their starters played heavy, heavy minutes in game 1.
Well, you know, the game was, it was an overtime game that was in doubt for 53 minutes, Bob.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's
hey,
what
look,
happens
I'm not
to
questioning
a veteran
why
team with veteran legs. We'll see what happens and how they respond.
That's it. You know, when you're looking at Dang Wade and Joe Johnson, I want to see how they respond in game 2.
All righty, Bob. What do you say we swing to the nightcap of the two matchups in the NBA last night? And that's the Golden State Warriors over the Portland Trail Blazers, 110-99. They take a 2-0 lead in this best-of-7 series. Here's the thing about this game. This was like winning two games. This was like winning two or three games for the Golden State Warriors. You know, having been thoroughly outplayed for three quarters in this game and finding themselves down 11 to start the fourth quarter, this looked like the spot where the Blazers had everything go right and they could steal a game in the Oracle. Well, getting outscored 34-12 in the fourth quarter by the Golden State Warriors, the Portland Trail Blazers don't get a chance to take control of this series, and they may never get an opportunity like this again. And in many ways, because they did so much right, yet found themselves losing by 11, I get the funny feeling that this series is about as over could be, because Portland in this game did so much right. They got off to the big start. They got contributions from unexpected sources. Damon Lillard was great until the fourth quarter. You know, everything pretty much was going the way they wanted, and they came into the fourth quarter with that double-digit lead and the Golden State Warriors not having Steph Curry, yet they got blown out in the fourth, and now they find themselves down 2-0. I don't know how they dig out of this hole. And despite the fact that a home team has not yet lost a game in this series, I got the funny feeling this one is over and that the Portland Trail Blazers are not long for the 2015-2016 NBA playoffs.
Well, you know, it's certainly pointing in that direction. If I would have told you that Portland improved their shooting, their guards improved their shooting the way they did and really outplayed for the majority of the game, the Golden State guards, everything was pointed in the right direction for Portland. And then they just gave it away at the end, and they gave it away by being porous on defense. They gave it away by not being able to crash the glass like they're usually capable of doing on the back end of the game. And Golden State just showed its pedigree and took it away from them. And when it came time to step up, Golden State has the guys on that roster who will never shy away from the big shot in Klay Thompson, who will come in there in Draymond Green and give you the exact moment and at the exact right time where he hit the boards, put down the dunk follow through. And your boy, Festus Ezeli, coming up big time with big time minutes, big time points, and 6 big time rebounds.
Well, I'm going to tell you where Portland lost this game in the fourth quarter. Damon Lillard playing 3 great quarters of basketball. They needed a fourth out of him. And, you know, very much like I thought, in order for Indiana to beat Toronto in that first round matchup, I think in order for the Portland Trail Blazers to win games against the Golden State Warriors, even without Steph Curry, Damon Lillard has to be all world. He has to have out of body experiences. He was great for 3 quarters, but he was invisible in the fourth. And the bottom line, when I look at this game, the fact that Portland could only put up 12 fourth quarter points and that their offense really abandoned them in the fourth quarter, to me, that was the thing that killed them here. Damon Lillard coming up small. I think you made a great point about them not hitting the boards. You know, one of the two things that the Blazers have counted on all year long, and I've harped on this a lot, it's been the fact that their backcourt outplays your backcourt. That, and they beat you up on the offensive boards. Well, for this game, the Trail Blazers backcourt outplayed the Golden State backcourt. Problem was twofold. Lillard came up small in the fourth quarter. Klay Thompson came up big in the fourth quarter and fueled that comeback. And as you said, the Blazers didn't dominate on the offensive glass the way they need to. But you get unexpected offensive contributions from guys like Al-Farouq Aminu. You know, they had so much go right in this game that they were in a position to win it and should have won it. And by not winning it, they showed you how slim their margin for error is, even when Golden State doesn't have Steph Curry. So for me, the bottom line is this. Unless they get everything to go perfect for 48 minutes, they can't beat the Golden State Warriors. Right. And the fact that they lost a game where so much went right for them and they allowed Golden State to come back into this one and close this one so fast in the fourth quarter and really make it a laugher down the stretch, this series is over for me. I don't know how Portland recovers. This is one of those losses that takes everything out of you. Some losses are just you lost the game and you move forward. This one is so much more because Portland played about as well as they could for three quarters. And literally, they're up 11 at the start of the fourth, not even halfway through the fourth quarter. They lost that entire lead, and Golden State took off and kept going, and Portland was left, you know, eating their dust, yeah. And it wasn't a game in the last couple of minutes.
Oh, there's no question about it. I mean, again, that acceleration, that ability, that pedigree that they have to just take it away from them. Now, look, being on home court helps all that. But the fact is, Portland played as good a game for those three quarters as they possibly could have played, and they still managed to come up short. Golden State flat out took it away from them. And you didn't say anything that I could possibly disagree with, just except for the fact that, you know, we always say you got to lose one at home first. But if the air got taken out of their balloon as much as we both think it did coming out of Portland, I just can't see any way that they can turn this into anything more than a five-game series. They'll be lucky to win one at home.
Well, here's the rub. Here's how you're going to know, Bob. Game three is Saturday night in Portland, right?
Yep.
I can guarantee you this. If Golden State gets off to the big start and Portland doesn't keep up with them and Portland gets off to that slow start, and this one is a 12, 13-point game in favor of Golden State middle of second quarter, you can forget about it. They'll be down 3-0, and then they'll be down 4-0. This one will be over. We won't see Steph Curry for this series. He'll get another week off. He'll get rest and treatment and rehab and everything else. And come the Western Conference Finals, I don't know that he'll be 100%. I don't know that he'll be 90%. I don't know that he'll be 80%. But I know he'll be back out there for the Western Conference Finals because everything I read, much like you read, is it's just a matter of pain management. He can't do any further damage to the knee, and they'll deal with it in whatever way they have to in the offseason. So you can rest assured, with them controlling this series, and I'd expect Golden State to come out determined to put Game 3 away quickly.
Yeah.
So that way, whatever spirit and whatever heart may be left in the Portland Trailblazers, you break and snap that spirit. Make sure this is a short series, as it looks like whoever comes out of the other Western Conference semifinal may well be in for a longer series. Get that rest, take advantage of it, get Steph back, and be ready to make your best charge towards the NBA Finals. But I think Game 3, the first 16 minutes, is going to go a long way in determining what this series looks like going forward.
Yeah, I think it's a fair statement. I also think it's fair to say, and Jerry, you know, we've been talking about it. Jerry actually said it too, is coming out of the break. But, you know, you don't play him until you play Steph until you lose a game. There's no reason to. And even if you go, even if you're up 3-0 and you happen to lose the second one at home, I still don't think you play him.
You mean the second one in Portland and come back and take care of game five
in Portland and come back home. Exactly. You know, so there's no reason to put him into the lineup at this point until something catastrophic happens. Now, you'll have a hard decision to make if Portland does win game three. Maybe you go game four without him. And if they level the series, you bring him back at home. But let's not forget, it's just not just about the knee and managing the pain. Every day off gives him more time to recoup that ankle as well.
Once he comes back,
that ankle's going to be as close to 100% as it can be. And what he has to deal with the knee, he'll just have to deal with. But I guarantee you, he ain't sitting out the rest of the playoffs. That's for damn sure.
No, he'll be back for the Western Conference Finals. What he'll look like, we don't know. From what we've read, can't do any further damage. But what player he'll look like, we don't know. And that'll go a long way in determining their success in the Western Conference playoffs and beyond. But all in all, you know, outside of not dominating the offensive glass and late turnovers, particularly in the fourth quarter, Portland played about as well as they could. And then you look up at the scoreboard, and they lost by 11.
Yep.
Yeah. they really just don't have a chance.
Look, Joe, this was a Portland team that a lot of people thought was going to be in the lottery. I was impressed with their regular season as it was. I gave them a glimmer of hope with Steph not being in there just because of the matchup with the backcourt. But they're just nowhere near as good a team. That's a fact, Jack.
Well said, Bob. On the other side, we'll tie a bow around a terrific hour one on the Spano and Black Attack and take a look ahead to hour two. We'll take your calls at 800-878-PLAY, your tweets at Span56, at BobBlack71, and at SportsByLineUSA. I'm Joe Spano. He's Bob Black. Smash us together. We're the Spano and Black Attack. You're checking us out at Sports Byline. You be sure to keep it where it is.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a one-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Hot damn, now you're talking.
Well, indeed we are. Welcome back to the Attack, the Hump Day Edition. Three of the biggest humps you'll ever find in radio. Bob Black, Joe Spano, Jerry Burke out on the West Coast. Phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. That's Spam 56. At Bob Black 71, and of course at Sports Byline USA. Well, the trip up I-5 to Portland is going to be pleasant for the Golden State Warriors as they go with a 2-0 lead, and maybe not so much for the Portland Trail Blazers, Jeff.
Yeah. They can afford to take an airplane, and they will.
Yeah, but you still fly up I-5.
They'll get Ron to fly the airplane.
It's a puddle jumper.
There you go. It's a puddle jumper, and like you said, the three biggest humps in radio bring you a hump day edition of the Attack, and the fourth biggest hump is MIA.
Yeah, still parking the car.
Wait for it to be legal, huh? I'll be up. Don't worry. I'm fine. What a cast of characters. You know, we'll do a movie about this at some point. Yeah. But again, that game 3 Saturday night in Portland, again, I think the first 18 minutes of the basketball game are very telling as it relates to the direction that this series is going to take. And, you know, give Golden State a lot of credit. They could have just as easily said, hey, okay, we're the better team. We didn't show up last night, tonight in a major way. They could have went away in the fourth quarter and said, we'll regroup, we'll take it to Portland, we'll get home court back in Portland. No, the precision on both ends of the court in the fourth quarter and the never-say-die attitude of Draymond Green and Klay Thompson and Sean Livingston, and as you said, Festus Ezeli and a whole host of others. There's no quitting this team. They're precise. They can do it on both ends of the floor. They're crafty. They're resourceful. They can find ways to win and continue to win games without their best player and perhaps the league's best player in Steph Curry. So a terrific victory, albeit an unexpected one as the game was unfolding for the Golden State Warriors. It'll be intriguing to watch how Game 3 goes on Saturday in Portland. Well, that's a wrap for Hour 1. Hour 2, a little more NBA, a little NFL. We'll get you all set for it, but now stay here for the news on Sports Byline. Then Bob and I will be back at you with Hour 2 of the Attack.
USA Radio News with John DeMaster.
Texas Senator Ted Cruz dropping out of the race for president after a stunning loss in Indiana, and Donald Trump reacts.
A stunning loss for Senator Ted Cruz in Indiana as Donald Trump wins the Hoosier state by double digits.
We left it all on the field in Indiana. We gave it everything we've got.
The major defeat prompted Cruz to drop out of the race.
We are suspending our campaign.
In a rare moment for Trump, he heaped praise on Cruz during his victory speech.
Just so you understand, Ted Cruz, I don't know if he likes me or if he doesn't like me, but he is a tough, smart guy.
That is Joe Gomez reporting. President Obama is going to be in Flint, Michigan today to get a close-up look at the city's contaminated water crisis. The president getting a briefing on efforts to contain the crisis. He'll hear directly from residents at a roundtable discussion. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, my name is Rusty Humphries. I'm a radio talk show host heard by millions of people each and every week. And my word is my bond. When I tell you about something, I mean it. I was on my computer not that long ago, and as I'm typing away, all of a sudden this popped up. Hey, your computer's got a virus. Call this number. We can help you. Come to find out that the number that was supposed to help me, they wanted to rip me off hundreds and hundreds of dollars. Don't be a victim like I was. Call my friends at Hey PC Guy. Hey PC Guy! No obligation. They will check out your computer and they give you 100% guarantee. If they can't fix your computer, you don't pay. Hey PC Guy helps you out remotely so you don't have to unplug your computer, you don't have to take it to a store, and no weird guys come into your house. Hey PC Guy has a subscription service as low as $5 a month, and they'll help you out 24/7. Do yourself a favor. Call for a free diagnostic check of your computer, 877-900-4343. 877-900-4343. That's 877-900-4343. Hey, PC Guy!
In Arizona, Governor Ducey is ordering flags to be flown at half-staff today in honor of the local Navy SEAL killed in an ISIS attack. The SEALs high school track coach, Rob Brunowski, says he was devastated when he learned of his death.
He was the happiest, go-luckiest boy in the world. Always a smile on his face, all the time. You know, everybody loved him. Wanted to be around him all the time, made everybody happy, made everybody smile.
Charlie Keating dying in an attack north of Mosul, Iraq, yesterday morning. The United States and its allies look for ways to strengthen their fight against ISIS. Defense Secretary Ash Carter and foreign ministers from 11 other countries meet in Germany today. They're working to find ways to more effectively bring the fight to the terrorist group that controls parts of Syria and Iraq. Medical errors killing more than a quarter of a million Americans every single year. A new study by doctors at Johns Hopkins University suggests medical errors might be the third leading cause of death in this country. This is USA Radio News.
Have you been to USARadio.com? The latest breaking stories, the hottest news, and the best radio all in one place. It's available for free on your smartphone, on your computer, and you can listen with your Bluetooth-enabled car. You can listen to classic radio theater, Daybreak USA with Angie Austin, and my new show that takes you from online to on air, your news feed on the radio, Trending Today USA with Rusty Humphries. Check it out, USARadio.com. That's USARadio.com.
There is a service this afternoon to mark the one-year anniversary of the shooting death of NYPD Detective Brian Moore. Scott Pringle has more.
It was a year ago today that 25-year-old Detective Brian Moore and his partner approached a vehicle while on patrol in Queens. They saw a suspect reach for his waistband, about to question him, and that suspect pulled out a gun and shot Moore, who died a couple days later. Now, Police Commissioner Bill Bratton will speak at an afternoon vigil for Moore at the site of the shooting, which was on 212th Street. Street and 104th Road in Queens Village. The suspect, Demetrius Blackwell, is awaiting trial. Scott Pringle, New York.
A bill to allow Georgia college students to carry guns on campus is dead. Their governor vetoing the measure yesterday, along with a proposal to let people carry guns in church. A major supplier of frozen fruit and vegetables issues a recall over concerns about possible listeria contamination. USA Radio's Anthony Lucero has the details.
CRF Frozen Foods first issued the recall last month, but now it's expanding to cover more than 350 products sold under over 40 brands. They include products sold at Costco, Trader Joe's, and Safeway stores. The initial recall covered products from the plant in Washington State, but the latest recall covers foods ranging from broccoli to sweet potatoes and blueberries. The CDC says the products have been linked to 8 listeria infections since September of 2013. I'm Anthony Lucero.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Now it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
Hey, where are the white women at? Only fitting here in this hump day edition of The Attack. Welcome back, Bob Black, Joe Spano, Jerry Burke out West Coast, and you. The phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. It's a toll-free telephone number of The Attack, Sports Byline USA, Sirius Satellite Radio. They're taking us along for the ride each and every day. You guys love to be ridden as well, and we're happy to ride you. At Span 56, at Bob Black 71, and of course, at Sports Byline USA, if Twitter is more your thing. And Joe, we love to talk about the affiliates. We'd love to talk about the different ways you can grab The Attack and all the terrific programming here on the network. But for us, it's all about radio on the go and the devices and the platforms. And would you explain it to them?
All right, Bob, I'll tell you, all of these platforms and websites and apps are all something that you can grab on just about any device. And let's start with the award-winning website of the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. It's sportsbyline.com. There's a listen live link that allows you to keep up with all the doings on the network as they happen. And on our homepage, a wealth of archived interviews separated by genre. All that more available on sportsbyline.com. There's iHeartRadio. Great app. Again, as I said, you can download it to any device you can think of, be it Apple, be it Android, be it PC. You can even go to iHeartRadio.com. Wealth of on-demand content from the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, as well as a Sports Byline Broadcast Network live channel on iHeartRadio. Very much the same thing for TuneIn Radio. App versatility, a wealth of on-demand content, and a Sports Byline Broadcast Network live channel on TuneIn Radio. There's, of course, Stitcher.com, the new face of radio, and never, ever let us forget the American Forces Radio Network around the world, where the good people of our armed forces check out the Spano and Black Attack and all the other great programming on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network each and every day.
Indeed they do, and it may be hearsay or heresy. No, it's hearsay. Ron cranked up this relationship with the American Forces Radio Network. We're quite proud to be a part of it. And no matter where you are in this world, defending our rights and our freedoms, we greatly appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Well, on the other side, we'll set the table and tip off hour two of this Wednesday edition of the Spano and Black Attack right after this very brief timeout.
With OnStar, you don't need to drive the newest model car to have the latest in connectivity. If you're not connected, now get select OnStar services free for 3 years with no strings attached. You'll get a mobile app that lets you start your car or unlock your doors from your phone and monthly diagnostic email reports. Just push the blue OnStar button and ask for 3 years of free mobile app and diagnostic services. Emergency and security services are not included. Eligible on select 2011 and newer vehicles. Visit OnStar.com for details, coverage map, and system limitations.
Pedro Fernandez here. You might know me as the host of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, but this time I'm here to talk about that four-letter word everybody dreads, pain. If you have back pain or knee pain like I do, hey, you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. I'm talking about if Medicare is your primary medical insurance, and guess what? You can qualify for a back or knee brace or a shoulder brace for little or no charge. Anything to help me with the pain, hey, makes it more manageable, gets my attention, folks. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for your back, ankle, knee, or shoulder, guess what? Give the Health Alert Hotline a call, toll-free, 1-800-428-1570, 1-800-428-1570. You can qualify for a back or knee brace or a shoulder brace for little or no charge, 1-800-428-1570, the Health Alert Hotline, 1-800-428-1570.
This is Glenn Hagee, America's Master Handyman, with your latest concrete construction tip from SACCRETE. When water seeps into small cracks of concrete during the winter months, it freezes and expands, causing the cracks to get larger. With the weather getting warmer, you might find yourself facing worn or damaged concrete due to this freeze-thaw cycle. It's vital to fill cracks before water causes further damage. SACCRETE offers a complete line of easy-to-use products for filling cracks, patch and repair, and resurfacing. And now here's a message from SACCRETE.
Whether you're building a block wall, laying a slab, or putting up a basketball goal, concrete's going to be
part of the mix. And with Sacrete, you've got a great assist. For 80 years, Sacrete's been the top choice of both pros and DIYers for concrete and concrete-related products, offering higher quality, lower maintenance, and rock-solid durability. Your goal is to get the job done right, and your best shot is with Sacrete. Find Sacrete products at your local hardware dealer or visit Sacrete.com to learn more.
With OnStar, you don't need to drive the newest model car to have the latest in connectivity. If you're not connected, now get select OnStar services free for 3 years with no strings attached. You'll get a mobile app that lets you start your car or unlock your doors from your phone and monthly diagnostic email reports. Just push the blue OnStar button and ask for 3 years of free mobile app and diagnostic services. Emergency and security services are not included. Eligible on select 2011 and newer vehicles. Visit OnStar.com for details, coverage map, and system limitations.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
What's your rush though, buddy? You say we sleep in the back seat and you make a man out of me.
We say I smack you around for a while.
Can't we do both?
This is out of control. Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano, Jerry Burke. I think this needs to be an ongoing thing. I really do. Jerry, there's absolutely no reason why you can't stay up 20 hours. It's doable. I think you're man enough to handle it. And if not, there's chemicals that we can alter you with.
Hell sure no!
That it works.
Jerry doesn't want to be here now. This is not going to be an everyday
occurrence. Oh, no. I think it needs to happen. Let's pitch
They're going to upgrade Robert's alarm clock, and Robert will be back in the chair.
Yeah, it's going to be one of those old schools with the cartoons where the hammer pops up out of the alarm clock.
And hits the bells or hits the guy?
Yeah, it hits the guy.
Oh, okay, because they have the one that hits the bells, too.
Yeah, no. Hit the guys first. Why don't he just, exactly.
Maybe he should move closer to the station, so at least if he oversleeps, he can walk there.
And who can San Francisco.
Once again, hell no!
What do you say we set the table for what's going to be a fun hour, too? Because we're going to mix it up, have all kinds of fun, Bob. You know, we're going to finish up our talk on the NBA as we've got a game to preview in tonight's action. And then we'll roll out of the NBA. We'll roll into the NFL, catch up on a couple of stories there before we bring in John Glennon from the Tennessean at 40 after hour number 2, 9:40 a.m. Eastern time. And we're going to talk all things Titans football, most specifically their draft. They made clear the direction they want to go and the identity that they want to forge for their football team. They had a lot of picks. I think they hit on some. I have some questions and reservations about some. We'll get John's take on it, and we'll also get the organization's take on it as he's close to the team. He's one of their beat writers, and he'll be able to fill us in on exactly what they're thinking down in Tennessee with the Titans.
No question about it, but let's pivot back to the NBA as we rolic along here on the Spano and Black.
Rollick or frolic?
No, rollick. It's a rollicking kind of day. A little bit crazy, a little bit fun, a little bit off the wall.
And it's going to be a lot more of that, and it's going to be fun and wild, and it might get a little more wild if Robert shows up before the top of the hour.
That's going to be a post-show meeting.
Yeah, well, I when he comes in, I want you to tape the microphone down so we can hear that. We would carry that on the air.
Oh, no
question
about it.
We just need somebody to hit the bleep button. Just be prepared, because there'll be a lot of cursing and swearing and all kinds of fun stuff of that nature. But that would probably, I think it would be fair to say, that would trump the show.
That'd take up the middle segment.
But it would be more entertaining than the show itself. I mean, you can hear two guys do very exciting, compelling sports talk and have unique opinions anytime. You can't hear two engineers fight over you're late for work and you cut into my drinking time. You can't hear that anywhere.
Well, one's an engineer, the other one, well, he's riding in the caboose.
Get pulled by the train. All righty, Bob. And on that happy note, we will dive into Game 2, Eastern Conference Semifinals. Cleveland up one game to none in this best-of-seven series, and they host the Atlanta Hawks in a game that Cleveland's just flat-out better. I mean, you know, when you look at the talent on these two teams, Cleveland is the flat-out more talented team. They seem to have now found something with their big three. They seem to be able to play together effectively and well. Tyronn Lue has settled on a playoff rotation that seems to work for his Cleveland Cavaliers, and in particular seems to make LeBron James happy and allow him to excel. We're not seeing any more Timothy Mozgov. We're seeing an awful lot of Kevin Love as the second unit center. And then when he's off the floor, it's Channing Frye as that we see at the center position. And they're using these bigs to stretch the floor. You know how much LeBron loves four shooters and LeBron. It allows him to create, facilitate the offense for others, and drive the basketball. And it seems to have made that big three work very effectively. The offense is flowing. There are some issues on the defensive end of the floor, and Atlanta did find one thing in their game one loss. They found out that Dennis Schroeder can exploit Kyrie Irving on the offensive end. Now, Kyrie Irving does not have any answers in guarding Dennis Schroeder, and that is something Atlanta exploited an awful lot in game one. Didn't pay off in crunch time, and that's why Cleveland's up one game to none in this series. But it may be something that we see more of as this series goes along, and we'll see if Dennis Schroeder can continue to exploit Kyrie Irving on the offensive end of the floor. And I'm also intrigued to see, because if you remember late in that game, it was Dennis Schroeder in for Jeff Teague,
right,
with Kyle Korver out there not doing anything on the offensive end. I'm wondering if with Schroeder being the guy that's exploited Irving on the floor and really, you know, exposed Kyrie Irving's defensive shortcomings, with Kyle Korver not doing much, and he's got a history of this with the Hawks in the playoffs, a lot of inconsistency. I'm wondering if we see some two point guard backcourt with Teague and Schroeder on the floor together, and I'm wondering if that's something that might work for Atlanta and help them out on the offensive end of the floor.
Well, as we know, Coach Bud will go by the seat of his pants. As we talked about after game one, we respected the fact that he tried to stay with the hot hand, although Schroeder didn't perform in those last couple of minutes. He still had a great game. I think a lot of what you said will be dictated by whether or not they're getting point guard play, whether or not they're more effective at that point in time, and again, whether or not Kyle Korver actually shows up and start making some threes. I could certainly see Korver being left out of that backcourt situation if he's not hitting his shots, but I can't see them deciding to go in that direction just from Jump Street, you know, if Korver misses a couple early. I could see it more going down crunch time than anything else. And, you know, again, you talked about the defensive shortcoming of Kyrie Irving against Schroeder. It with Thompson in there, they can maybe clean that up a little bit if he's blowing past him. They can't do it when Kevin Love is in there because he can't swat away those kind of shots when penetration's involved with the athleticism of Schroeder. I'll be curious to see how that plays out and whether or not Coach Bud tries to exploit it early or he just lets his usual rotation settle in and sees how they play. I have a feeling he's going to go early if the situation dictates. He got an awful lot of production out of Dennis Schroeder.
Well, you know, I think you're going to see some two-point guard. I'm not saying you're not going to see Kyle Korver anymore, and I think he's going to get his minutes. But I think throughout this game, and perhaps at crunch time, you may see some two-point guard with Schroeder on the floor and Jeff Teague on the floor, as both can play off the ball or on the ball. And I think with what Schroeder was able to do to Kyrie Irving, you know, Coach Bud has found something that he likes on his offensive end, and he really exposed Kyrie Irving's shortcomings on the defensive end of the floor.
Yeah.
And, you know, really, without Timothy Mozgov in the rotation, the one thing that the Cleveland Cavaliers don't have is a rim protector. As you talked about Kevin Love not being much of a rim protector, Tristan Thompson is also a slightly undersized five. And he's really a garbage man and a great rebounder on both the offensive boards and defensive boards. He's not a rim protector either. He doesn't block many shots. He doesn't alter many shots. The only real rim protector they have on that team is Timothy Mozgov. And one of the decisions they made was to go away from him and sacrifice that part of their defense for offensive flow. Thus far, it's worked. It may not continue to work, depending on how effective Dennis Schroeder is at continuing to shred Kyrie Irving on the Hawks' offensive end of the floor.
Yeah, no, distinct possibility. And, you know, as we go to the other side, we'll clean that up on the other side. You know, again, he's a step up from Love, but he's certainly not Mozgov.
Not as a, just as a pure rim protector. He's not a rim protector. That's the realities. So we'll wrap up the NBA, roll into the NFL, take your calls at 800-878-PLAY, and read your tweets at Span56, at BobBlack71, at Sports Byline USA. That's all next here on The Attack. You'd be sure to keep it where it is.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like they did for these Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days. Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE, 855-254-SITE. 855-254-7483 or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
We're back with the Spano and Black Attack, sports talk with an edge on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
When, boy, when are you going to get your act together?
Sounds about right to me. Welcome back to the Attack. This might be, Joe, the best hump day edition of this show we've ever done.
Got three big humps doing it, so it kind of suits its purpose. So.
On the air, off the air, between the air, everything. It's wonderful.
Under the table, under the desk, over the table, over the teeth, under the gums, look out, stomach, here it comes. Yeah, we got them all.
Sierra Nevada rules.
There you go. 800-878-PLAY if you want to join the fray. 800-878-7529 if you prefer Twitter. And I know many of you do, at Span56, at BobBlack71, at SportsBylineUSA. In just a few minutes at 40 after hour number 2, 940 a.m. Eastern Time, John Glennon, the Tennessean, will join us. And we will talk all things Tennessee Titans football, Bob. But before we get into some other football and other news around the NFL, any final thoughts on Cleveland and Atlanta, Game 3, 8 Eastern time from Cleveland tonight, Game 2 on the docket? Any final thoughts for you?
Well, I think the matchup itself, just because of the fact that, as you said, and quite aptly, his ability, he being LeBron James, his ability to facilitate the four people who could shoot the basketball really suits this team well. Their matchup happens to be against a team that they play the same style, and the fact of the matter is Cleveland's better at it. They don't have any great size on Atlanta where they can mess everything up. And this is hand in glove for Cleveland. I'm finding it hard to find a scenario where Atlanta can come out of this matchup. And if Cleveland does manage to dispatch this team pretty quickly, everybody gets to rest a little bit. And they should be primed and ready to go when the winner of Toronto-Miami comes out. And I still have a feeling that even though Toronto did not play well, it could go six. And maybe this gives the Cavaliers a little time to rest up as they try to go for the Eastern Conference crown. I just don't see a way Atlanta could beat them.
You know, to me, that's it. They're so inconsistent. And if you've watched Atlanta over these playoffs, they're another one of these inconsistent teams from game to game. And their inconsistency is not effort. It's not intensity. Their inconsistency is execution on the offensive end.
Yeah.
They've had an awful lot of games in this postseason where they've struggled to shoot the ball. And they've had quite a few games where guys like Kyle Korver have been invisible. Well, with a big three clicking the way Cleveland's is, and with some of the things that they figured out in Cleveland with this Cavaliers group, offensively, while there's some things to like with Atlanta, the fact that they are smallish, they're talented up front, but they're smallish, coupled with the fact that they have some inconsistency on the perimeter, this is not an Atlanta Hawks team that can exploit some of the weaknesses of the Cleveland Cavaliers. There are other teams moving forward that may have an easier time exploiting some of these weaknesses. I just don't think Atlanta's that team. I expect Cleveland to hold serve here. I'm not saying it's going to be four straight, but this has the looks to me of a classic five-game series where Atlanta steals one of the two in their own building. Cleveland wraps it up in game five. Depending on how long Miami and Toronto takes and what kind of twists and turns that series takes, as I think that series has the potential for a lot more twists and turns, the Cleveland Cavaliers may get the advantage of some additional rest going forward here in the NBA playoffs.
Yeah, I think it's a fair statement. And, you know, again, you look and Coach Bud does a hell of a job with this basketball team. But with that being said, you know, there's no pattern of consistency that you can say, okay, I'm going to make sure this goes a certain way. And you're going to say to yourself, yeah, okay, Atlanta can do it. I think he's coaching them up above where they can be. I really do.
All right, fair enough, Bob. What do you say we move on to the NFL? If you have a couple of stories that you'd like to dive into before we talk to John Glennon from the Tennessee at 40 after this hour, please dive away and I will follow.
Well, I was looking at some of those fifth-year options, and you know, you look at some guys out of that 2013 class, and decisions had to be made. Certain guys got picked up, certain ones didn't. You know, Eric Fisher gets picked up by Kansas City. Luke Jekyll from Jacksonville doesn't. And, you know, it's decisions are being made now, and it's money decisions. Deion Jordan remains suspended, and you know, he wasn't even eligible for it. You know, you look at Lane Johnson, they inked him to the extension. Ansah gets picked up by the Lions. I think that's a good decision. I was a little bit surprised by the Jekyll decision, but then again, maybe not. He's underperformed.
Well, you know what was more glaring for me? And forget who was and who wasn't picked up, because they're not big, big money decisions, as those options in the big picture of things are not huge dollars. I think the bigger picture thing, and what so many people are missing when they look at that, is how much of a crapshoot the NFL draft really is.
Oh, yeah.
If you look, 12 out of 32 guys that were first-round draft picks in that 2013 draft did not have their fifth-year options picked up. That's over a third of the guys did not have their fifth-year option picked up, and it's not huge, huge dollars. So that really shows you, and that really spotlights more than anything else, how inexact a science it is to evaluate players and even in the first round get guys that are going to be successful when nearly 40% of the guys drafted in the first round of an NFL draft do not have their fifth-year options exercised, which in the big picture of NFL dollars is really a relatively meager amount of money. And then when you consider what the expectations are for your first-round draft pick, that's a pretty remarkable number. Almost 40% of guys drafted in the first round not being locked up for that extra year and being allowed to explore free agency because they're just not that damn good.
Yeah, and we talk about that before the draft each and every year. And these draft gurus, and you sit there, and if you listen on draft day, you would think that every single player drafted by every single team, with a couple of exceptions, is going to impact the league like nobody has ever seen before. But the reality is, it is about this percentage each and every go-around. A lot of these guys just flat out don't make it. And it's not that they're going to be completely out of the league necessarily, but at the certain point, they become journeymen. Or they've been beaten out by somebody that, gets picked in the fourth round or whatever the circumstances are, who just flat out becomes a better football player. And I always equate it to the fact that when kids are coming out of high school and they're rated as four-star recruits and three-star recruits and these coaches take the flyers on them with their jobs literally depending on whether or not these guys are going to develop, some of these guys just plateau when they go to college. And they don't evolve into the kind of players that their high school record thinks it's going to be. Same thing coming out of college. They're great in a collegiate level. They move up to the pros. Everything points towards the fact that these guys are going to be outstanding players, and then they never go any further. And it's a high-risk, high-reward situation for these franchises. Many times, the reward isn't there. And as you go through this list of guys whose options were picked up, you see the ones that didn't make it. And there's a lot of names that I remember from draft day back in 14 when 13, 14, they were going to be stars, and a bunch of them aren't.
Well, and that's why we say you need 3 years before you can evaluate a draft. And I really do believe that an article, and a story and a statistical fact like this really spotlights that. It really, really is truly a crapshoot. It's a high-stakes crapshoot, and it's educated guessing with tons of resources put towards being right. But even with all that work that's done, all those resources that are allocated, you basically, for all intents and purposes, and you're 100% right, Bob, I think you made a great point. Me saying 12 out of 32, almost 40%, I'm not implying that all these guys are not even going to have a fifth year in the league. That's not the case at all. But, as you said, of those 32 guys, almost 40% didn't meet first-round draft pick expectations. Some of them are going to be out of the league altogether. Some are going to be career backups. And some are going to be journeymen that just didn't meet the expectations of being a first-round draft pick. So it really does spotlight the inexact magnitude, the inexact element of the science. In many ways, the science is an art. Or, while there's science to it, it's really an art and a skill. And it is so hard to be right. And this is why some organizations value having a bigger dartboard to throw at and having a volume of draft picks. Because if I throw enough stuff against the wall, some of it's bound to stick. So that's why a lot of franchises value volume a lot of times more than being in the first round and being early in the first round. And the notion that some of us have at times, including myself, hey, I want to be in the top 10 where I can get a real playmaker. Some organizations just value, hey, you know what? Why don't we just get a bigger dartboard and an opportunity to draft a lot of guys, because somewhere around 40% or more of these guys are going to wash out over the seven rounds. Let's have a lot of them in here. That's a likelihood of a lot more are going to stick and a lot more are going to be stars. And I think 12 out of 32 not getting their 50-year options picked up spotlights just that thing, Bob.
Yep, no question about it.
On the other side, we'll put on our boogie shoes, and we will talk to John Glennon from the Tennessean next here on the Spano and Black Attack. All things Tennessee Titans, most specifically, their draft in the 2016 NFL Draft. That's next here on the Attack. I'm Spano, he's Black. You keep your boogie shoes on, but most importantly, you make sure to keep it where it is.
Any Tom, Dick, or Harry can tell you that GEICO could save you money on car insurance. But since money talks, why not go straight to the source?
Hey, Harry's Money here. And the day Harry went to GEICO.com and switched his car insurance was the day I got to hang around. Finally, boys bonding, bada bing, bada boom. No wonder GEICO has 97% customer satisfaction. Personally, I give him 100, but that's just my 2 cents. That was funny.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
You know that non-bank private equity business loans are not for every business. However, billions of dollars have already funded across this greatest nation on God's green earth. This is Michael Medved for BusinessLoansNow.com, where they focus mostly on monthly cash flow and not personal credit. If your business could use funding in less than 48 hours, I encourage you to visit BusinessLoansNow.com to find out how much your business could qualify to get.
Helping your business is what we do. BusinessLoansNow.com.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warren Tech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
You're listening to Sports Talk at its best. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano, Senator Roberto on the West Coast making an appearance. Phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529, at Span 56, at Bob Black 71, and of course at Sports Byline USA. We're joined by John Glennon. John Glennon, who covers the Titans for the Tennessean and is about the best guy that you can go to talk about their draft, player personnel moves, and everything else. And he joins us this morning on the Attack. Good morning, John. Bob Black, Joe Spano. Nice to have you with us.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
We appreciate your time. A massive draft for the the Titans, and you know, they kind of lit the direction that this team is going to go in. It's going to be a lot of ground and pound and protect that quarterback. And they made some interesting decisions all the way along the line. So let's get into it. What's your opinion on what they did?
I think overall, you know, I thought they got they had a pretty haul there. I mean, I think their most glaring need was certainly at right tackle, and they, you know, immediately filled that with the number 8 pick, Jack Conklin, and I think he kind of fits, as you said, kind of fits the mold of what the Titans want to do. You know, kind of a punishing physical run game, and the ability to protect Marcus Mariota. So I think that was a kind of a big tone setting pick for you, well, if you will, for the Titans. And you know, overall addressed some other significant needs too in the secondary on the defensive line too. So I think you know, as far as new general manager John Robinson goes, I think it was a pretty good step in the right direction for him.
You know, you talked about Jack Conklin and him being an ideal fit at right tackle. It now looks like to me, and this was one of the picks I questioned, not necessarily the direction they're trying to take things, but maybe the guy they picked and trading up for him. Jack Conklin seems to me like a classic NFL right tackle. I have the feeling they already have one of those on their roster in Taylor Lewan, who they would like to have moved to right tackle and brought in a left tackle. Your thoughts on their mindset as it relates to these two tackles, and are they concerned that really neither of them is an ideal fit at left tackle?
You know, I still think they believe that Taylor Lewan can be a solid left tackle. You know, that's what Taylor Lewan has obviously always played, you know, through college you know, in his first years as the pros as well. And, you know, he has had some ups and downs, certainly his first couple of years, but I think the upside is still there with Taylor Lewan, you know, he's a left-handed guy. He's a natural over there. He feels comfortable at left tackle, you know, I think they're okay with him over there. You know, Jack Conklin, as you say, is much more the classic, you know, mauler, run game, right tackle. And I think they feel it's going to be a pretty good tandem right now. So I you know, despite the fact that Taylor Lewan's been a little up and down, I still think they have hope for him as being a solid left tackle.
Was that the decision-making process, is that they ultimately feel he can fit there? And that was why they passed on a guy who was still available in Laremy Tunsil, or was it all the peripheral stuff that was going on with him?
I think it was probably a little bit of both. I know they liked Laremy Tunsil somewhat, but yeah, you know, I think they, as I say, they did like Taylor Lewan there on the left, and you know, I think when you look at it, Conklin is more of that, you know, the kind of that tone-setting pick, and really, I think, symbolizes the way this team wants to go in the future under Mike Mularkey, under John Robinson. And, you know, as all of us can relate, who wanted to be the general manager that stepped up on the podium that night and said, you know, here's Laremy Tunsil, the first pick I have in my career as general manager. He's the guy that's going to, I'm going to shape this franchise around. You know, I don't think any team wanted to do that, so. If the Titans were still considering him there, yeah, I think they probably played a little part, but I know they loved Jack Conklin, so I think it was more of the latter.
Okay, final one on this part before we move on to some other things with this draft class and the direction of this franchise as a whole. Now, coming in, take the peripheral stuff aside. You said they loved Jack Conklin. Once Ronnie Stanley went off the board, I guess that was the thing that necessitated them moving up in their mind. They wanted one of these three tackles. If you take the periphery stuff off the board, do you have any idea how they had these tackles rated 1, 2, 3 and how they valued them and how important it was for them to get up and make sure that they got any one of the three, but which of the three they really liked and kind of in what order they liked them? Because if you remember, when they held the number one pick, everybody said Tunsil was going there. And it looks like in all reality, they couldn't get out of there fast enough. They got a great haul, mind you. But it looks like they really wanted out of there, and they wanted to move down and get better value.
Yeah, I think, you know, there were so many holes to fill on this team. You know, the 5 wins combined over the past 2 years, you had plenty of spots to fill. You know, I think they needed the multiple draft picks. And I feel like, you know, that they thought Jack Conklin was a quality guy and that they could move back up to get him. I know they did like Ronnie Stanley quite a bit as well. You know, they worked him out a few times and went up to Notre Dame, certainly, and saw him up there. But, you know, as far as ranking 1, 2, and 3, I really think they liked Jack Conklin from the get-go. He really fit what they were looking for. And, you know, I think if they could get kind of the guy that they were looking for, the one that really fit their scheme, and move out of the number one and pick up those extra picks, I think, you know, I think it worked out pretty well for them overall.
Well, you know, Joe and I were talking about it before you came on, and the fact that you, when you go down the first round and you see how many fifth-year options weren't picked up, volume really does matter, and you're going to have some volume at running back as well as Derrick Henry joins DeMarco Murray. Did that pick surprise you a little bit after the trade for DeMarco?
Absolutely. Yeah, that to me was kind of the biggest head-scratcher of the Titans draft. I mean, you make a big trade for DeMarco Murray, who's obviously a workhorse running back and, you know, wants to carry the ball a lot and voiced his displeasure last year in Philadelphia. You know, he wasn't carrying the ball a lot. You know, and you've made a real commitment to him. And then, you know, I can see taking another running back, but, you know, one that kind of fits the same mold and is, a workhorse running back who's used to getting a ton of carries and doesn't really represent a change of pace either. That was kind of, as I say, kind of a head scratcher to me. I think, you know, maybe Derrick Henry is the future, DeMarco Murray. But when you've just picked up DeMarco Murray in a trade and you know, he's going to be with the team for at least a couple of years and maybe more than that. Yeah, that was a little bit of a puzzle to me.
Those are the dulcet tones of John Glennon from the Tennessean joining us here on the Spano and Black Attack. John, another surprise in this draft for me was in round 2 when they started going defensive tackle. They draft Austin Johnson out of Penn State, big defensive tackle, physical player. But surprisingly enough, they bypassed an A'shaun Robinson and a Jarran Reed. Were you a little surprised that those two Alabama guys were bypassed and Austin Johnson was the choice in the second round for a defensive tackle?
A little bit, yeah. You know, certainly being in this neck of the woods here in SEC country, we certainly knew much more about the Alabama guys than we did about Austin Johnson, and certainly those guys were ranked higher generally. But you know, it looked like a number of teams, kind of passed on those guys as well. They fell a little bit farther in the draft than most people suspected. Austin Johnson, you know, looks like the kind of guy that can fit in. Possibly play some nose, possibly play some defensive end as well. I think he'll be a good pick, but he did not have the high profile of the Alabama guys. So yeah, it was a little bit of a surprise there.
Well, they went for depth in some other positions, including defensive backfield and wide receiver. I talk about Kevin Bayard a little bit and Tajay Sharp, who is an intriguing guy out of UMass, but boy, he you know, were they reaching there a little bit, or was that value in the fifth round?
First on Kevin Byard, yeah, I think really interesting pick there. You know, a guy who wasn't even invited to the combine, of course, and you know, then really started putting on a show when he went to these teams and did workouts and ran well for them I think a real playmaker at 19 career interceptions at Middle Tennessee. I think he's going to be a solid one. I like his kind of his personality and his attitude as well. Sharp, yeah. Certainly there are going to be some question marks for Sharp. He had huge production at UMass. You know, he had 111 catches last year, and I think 85 during his junior year. But, of course, you know, the questions are going to come up, you know, the competition. Is that going to translate to the NFL? The good news is I think last year he had a couple of strong games against Notre Dame and against Temple, obviously the better competition that he played last year. And he's a guy that the Titans talk about, being a very smart guy, very dependable, good hands. And that sort of offsets, I think, what the Titans have right now in a lot of their wide receivers. Guys like Justin Hunter, Doriel Green Beckham are kind of the great athletes and great skills, but haven't necessarily yet proven that they can be very reliable guys and consistent guys. So, I think Sharp kind of fits a niche for them if those talents can translate to the NFL level.
I guess one more from me before we let you run, then I'll send you back over to Bob. All in all, I guess this draft class really showed what this team is going to look like going forward. They're going to be big. They're going to be physical. They're going to be nasty on both sides of the football, and they're going to pound the rock in a major way. Has John Robinson, your GM, talked about the kind of players he likes and what the blueprint of this team is going to be? Because I see big and nasty, and even we go back to them passing on the two Alabama defensive tackles to take Austin Johnson. Again, a bigger player than those two Alabama defensive tackles. Did he talk about the kind of players he likes and what he's looking for and the identity that he wants for this team going forward?
He has. He's frequently said that from day one. He wants guys who are tough, smart, accountable. We hear those words time and time again. John Robinson has a big background, of course, in the New England Patriots organization, and certainly that organization has picked up all kinds of good players over the years, and there's certainly a mold of a New England Patriots kind of player. But you look at the linemen they picked. We talked about Conklin is considered a mauler, just a nasty guy, and then even the guy they picked up in the sixth round, Sebastian Tratola, the guard from Arkansas, another massive guy who loves nothing more than to mix it up. Again, considered a nasty streak, a guy who's really good in the run game. John Robinson said he talked to a lot of the defensive linemen at the Senior Bowl and asked them while he was there, said, "Who this week has given you the most problems? Who did you not like going up against the most?" And he said the majority of them said Tratola. So, certainly a plus for him there. But he fits that mold. And then, even the guy they picked up in free agency on the offensive line, Ben Jones at center, nobody's necessarily saying he's an all-world, certainly. But he has that same reputation, kind of the nasty guy. The guy likes to get in there and mix it up. So we're seeing, the early stages, I think, of a culture change here. And John Robinson really kind of, And Mike Mularkey, kind of putting their thumbprints on this team.
We got you for about 25 seconds left. They declined the 50-year option on Chance Warmack, but they haven't closed the door. They just don't want to guarantee $12 million in 2017. Does he stay or does he go long term? They said the door's open.
Yeah, they said the door's open. I think they want to see some more consistency, and I think they want to see more growth in Chance Warmack's game. He's got sometimes, where he looks like a top 10 pick that he was, and other times where it's just not there. So I think clearly this is a big year for Chance Warmack's future here. He's got the potential to join those other guys and be part of a pretty impressive Titans offensive line. But consistency and maybe a new offensive line coach will help him out this year.
Well, John, we appreciate the couple minutes. You brought great insight to us about the Tennessee Titans and their moves. It was bold, first-year GM, and the direction of this franchise is surely set. We'd love to have you back on down the line to talk them some more.
Sounds good. Thanks for having me, guys.
Anytime. John Glennon from the Tennessean. He's got his finger on the pulse, man. He is there each and every day in the facility, gets it done. And he knows everything about the Titans. We're going to have him back on going forward. That was terrific stuff. As we get ready to step aside and wrap up this edition of The Attack, make sure you stay tuned. We'll wrap it up just on the other side. We'll be right back.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions Fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1 week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
We're back with the Spano and Black Attack, sports talk with an edge on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano, Senator Roberto out on the West Coast. Thanks to Jerry for keeping it intact as well. And thanks to John Glennon for coming on board to talk some Tennessee Titan football. You know, Bills are making some nice moves, too. And, you know, continuity along the offensive line goes a long way. And with Eric Wood, Richie Incognito, and now Cordy Glenn gets a 5-year, $65 million deal with 26.5 of it guaranteed. They're going to be set for quite a while. And if they can lock in Stephon Gilmore and Tyrod Taylor, they're going to be a team to be reckoned with, particularly with Tom Brady having to eat a four-gamer at the beginning of the season. You know, a little disappointing in Rex's first year at 8-8. Don't be surprised if they take a big step up this year, especially with Tyrod having another year under his belt. They did a lot on defense. They have continuity on offense, and they're going to be interesting to watch. Now we just got to hope that if you're a Buffalo Bill fan, Rex doesn't screw it up. That's it for this edition of The Attack. As I said, thanks to our guests. Thanks to Jerry for keeping it intact. To Robert was able to get there. Thanks, Robert. We appreciate you getting our guest on board as well. For Joe Spano, I'm Bob Black. Have a great day, everybody.